conversation, 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 hearts.
My name is Adirata Kevin Keith. I was born in Jamaica, New York. I was born about 2 miles from here, and I was away from the area after I went to the university in Ohio, the University of Dayton, and was in the community there for about 7 years. During that time, I left for a period of time to come home for summer vacations, or I worked on a merchant ship that went around the world for 4.5 months and visited many countries, and it was one of the things that helped me expand my view of the world that is more than the American way of doing things. Well, I was here for like 2.5 years, and then I moved further out on Long Island, and then at 4.5, I moved closer to the Jones Beach area. The one thing about this, but my grandparents lived here for a while, so I'd come back, and I remember those trips back, and I think it's just that it was sort of a protected community where we grew up in Long Island. I mean, when we first moved out there, it was farmland, and so there was a lot of open spaces. It was reminded me of my younger days and also of my relatives who live in Alberta, Canada. But I also remember what was nice was being a paper boy and delivering papers, and it was like a certain discipline, like a walking meditation. Now I identify it as that, but I knew there was certain times when I was out delivering the papers by myself, an hour or two, there was a certain space you'd get into. And a matter of fact, at the end of a block, I'd have to stop myself, and I couldn't remember whether I delivered the papers or not. And I'd have to go back and check. So I'd consciously, after a while, when I was halfway up the block, stop and say, "You're here," and go on. But it was like that sort of routine. And I remember one day in particular, I was worried about getting into the minor seminary. I wanted to be a priest at the time. You have to fill out certain forms, take all these tests and everything, get recommendations at the time. And I'd gone to a Catholic school. I remember being on the paper route, and one time I got to this certain place where I just said, there's two things happened. One was the awareness that I'd done what I could, and if this was really a good thing spiritually or religiously or for a higher reason, then it wasn't my responsibility. It was God's responsibility. And from then on, I didn't worry about it all. And then I did get into a minor seminary. I was there for a year. The other thing I remember thinking one of those days on the paper route was, it must have been so easy to know what the right thing to do was if you were in Christ's time and you were with Christ. You know, to be with a spiritual teacher, was it like to be with him? And that thought stayed with me. And a number of years after I was with Sri Chinmoy, that sort of 12 or 14 years, whatever I was, thought came back to me. And I realized, my God, I'm with a spiritual teacher. You know, it's like a child whoosh that almost, it seemed impossible because obviously Christ was many years ago. And so those are sort of memories that I have of doing something fairly routine, but you're getting discipline from it and also a spiritual experience. And that sort of leads me to one of the things I think I've taken from being with Sri Chinmoy for the last 30 years is that we keep getting to see him in so many different circumstances. We've seen him change his outer manifestation as his body has aged, from doing sprinting, which to go to long distance running, and then to take up weightlifting. At the same time, be so concerned with all the different people that are doing so many different things. I think people that are raised in a tradition that doesn't have a lot of written materials about their teacher, like Christ has, 18 hidden years from the time he was 12 to the time he was 30. And that fascinated me during the university years. Well, what was he doing during that time? How did he go from just basically being a kid that seemed to be advanced in knowledge to knowing what his mission was? And we see Sri Chinmoy encouraging all these different people that come at different levels of development to pursue it. If they're into art, just keep pushing it. And then if they get blocked in that area, try something else. A wonderful encourager and inspiration, an example. He leads by example, just keeps taking on new things and new people.
Conversation, conversation, conversation. Ah.